We are learning Masechet Suvos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the top, continuing the different Takanos Usha. This one coming up is one of the more famous ones. Omer Rav Eloi, Usha Eskinu, the Masakin, Usha, the Sanhedrin, and the Usha, the Masakin, Hamevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yisra Mechemesh. Someone who uses money, Rashi says, for Aniyim, Tzedakah, he should not give more than Mechemesh. Taina Mehachi, we talk a little bit to the Braisa, Hamevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yisra Mechemesh, should not use more than a fifth of your money to give tzedakah, shemi yitzdarach lebrius, because maybe it's a chumra, so they kula. So to come, he's not going to have any money left, and he'll have to get tzedakah. So it's better to be careful. And his friends didn't let him. Who was that? Mon Rav Yishoviv. It was Rav Yishoviv, and he didn't let his friend do this. V'armila Rav Yishoviv was the one who wanted to give tzedakah. And his friend did not let him. Mon Rav Akiva. We had talked before, in the beginning of Ilan Iris, Rav Akiva and Rav Yishoviv talked together. So what I was saying over here, that you can't give more than a fifth. Rashi says, la'aniyim. So the Mashit Bekvesveri speaks out, it's afka fa'aniyim. V'chazakas ha'tayra, it's mutter to spend more than a fifth. And it's brought down in the Havas Chesed also, that v'chazakas ha'tayra, you're allowed to give more than a fifth of your money. And the reason is, because it's a big schus, chazakas ha'tayra, I would tie in even more, like we know, that Torah is kehim chayenu v'arachimenu. A guy who can't learn Torah, so he's not alive. He came chayenu. So it's not a guzma doing the chazal of misakin the tefillah. It's not a guzma. Came chayenu v'arachemenu. Comes from a pasuk. This is your life. So therefore, for your life, you'll have to spend more than a fifth. That's why chazakas atayra is mutter to do more than a fifth. Just means that aniyim you shouldn't spend more than a fifth. And also, it's brought down the remark for mitzvahs. Also, mitzvahs say like esrig shouldn't spend more than a fifth of the money. But also, the remark speaks out there in the same place in Hilchas Lulav that this is only for asay. For alois asay, you spend all your money. For Allah Sasa, all your money. Like there's a goyin who speaks out, that brings it out that you know, for Amir La'akim, which only Isidar Abanon, if someone Chav Shalom has a $2 million house and it's burning down, but Chav Shalom's going on both on $2 million house and the burning down, and it's burning down, and he wants to call someone to take extinguish the fire. You're not allowed to. You've let it burn down. It'd be $10 million. Yeah, that's halacha. And even it's Amir La'akim. So the Rabbanon, that's the halacha. You have to spend all your money. It's hard. It's very hard to do, but it's the halacha. You have to spend all your money for alois aseh. This is for aseh. So aseh, you only spend up to a fifth. And we're saying, dafka for aniyim, v'chazak asatayra, you do spend more. So the Gemara vayta. Omer Rav Nachman v'tem Rav Acha. Omer Rav Acha v'tem Nachman v'tem Rav Acha v'yakim. My kro, what's from the pasuk? What's the makar from the pasuk to this idea of a fifth? It says in the pasuk, this pasuk is by Yaakov. This pasuk is by Yaakov Avinu, and he says, there is no difference. So here it's saying it says a double lashon of Meiser. So you see, it's a fifth. So there is a makar in the pasuk for to give a fifth. Right? The Gemara, v'loydami asura basra l'asura kama. But there's if you're saying it's aser asrenu, it's a tenth, then another tenth. It's not a fifth, because a fifth is 20%. If he has 2/10, then it's 19%, because it's 10%. Then there's 90 left. 10% of that is 9. So if you say aser asrenu, Allah is telling you a fifth, not telling you a fifth. It's really 19%. Rav Ashi, you read it like this: asrenu lebasri kama. I will take off ma'aser, the same ma'aser I took off on the first time, I'll take a second time, and that's a makar for the chaymish. I'll just speak out one more thing. The Chachos Adam says that this din, I can't give aniyim more than a fifth, is only for a regular person. But someone who's an usher muflig, and if he gives 20%, nothing's going to happen to him, he's not going to be on the streets, then he is allowed to give more than a fifth to tzedakah. So this is the third Takanos Usha we had in the past blot. So I'm going to have Shimi Ba'ashi, V'shmuas halol v'smatois v'halchois. The first one we had was, had different names in it. Amar Rav Eloi, Amar Rav Shlokesh, V'shem Rav Yehuda, Bachanina. So it was Rav Eloi, instead of saying Rav Shlokesh, and Rav Yehuda, Bachanina, V'usha Eskinu. That was the first time. It was three Amaroyim. The second Takanos Usha had only two Amaroyim. Second, Amar Rav Eloi, Amar Rav Shlokesh, V'usha Eskinu had two Amaroyim. The third one is just Rav Eloi by himself. So it's Vesmatos Vahalchos. When we're saying over these at Takanos Usha, the first one has three Amaroyim, the second one has two, and the third one, one. Vesimonech, and we want to remember this simon of the three, Ketanim, Kosvu, Bizizu. Ketanim is referring to that you have to support your Bonav Nesav that while the Ketanim. The Kosvu is referring to Akosiv Nechosav to his children, they still have to support the father. And the third one is Bizbez, Vazbez, Mechemish. Om Rav Yitzchak. Usha Eskinu, another Takaras Usha, Usha Eskinu, she Odom Megalgal im Benoi Achteim Asher Shana. until he's 12 years old, where you're trying to teach him Torah, you go easy with him. Megalgal means Rashi says, Misarv, Melumo, Yigalgi, Yimoy, Benachas, Vadoram, Rakim. You're soft with him. But after that, Mekam Veilech, Yerid, Imoy, Lechayav. Which Rashi says means, L'redoise, Beretsua, or Bechayse, Lechem. Then after he's 12 years old, you got to hit him with a whip, and you withhold any food from him if he doesn't learn. That happens after 12. Right before any Eva, Omole, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Rav told Shmuel Bar Shilas, who was a Malama Tanoikis, Rashi says, and he gave him instructions, and he told him, Botsim Bar Shis, less than 6, Loisakab, Loisakbil. Don't accept into your yeshiva less than 6 years old. Bar Shis, once he's 6, Kabil, Vesaf Leketura. From Kabilim, and stuff him up with Torah like you stuff up an ox. So the kasha is, it says over here that only after 12 we start forcing him to learn. So Mar says, in, Saf Leketura, you feed him a lot of Torah, you stuff him up with Torah. Me, ain't it Yeridim Alachayev, Allah Hashem Hashanah. But you don't, mamish, give him patch and hold back food until he's 12 years old. That's one tarot. That's another tarot. It's like kasha. Hola mikra, hola mishnah. One's talking about chumash, that from 6 and on you force him ready. Mishnah's only from 12. Dama abayi, amli aim. Bar shis le mikra, bar esel le mishnah, and bar tleis le tanisa meislais. And 13 to fast a full fast. Of a tinaikis, and by a girl, bar teresa, from 12 years old. Why is 12 years old a girl start fasting? So Rashi says, talking about the day she turns 12, because after 12 she's a gedolah. But the day she adds to us why she had more kayach is Zog Rashi. She memeheres lahavi kayach. She ain't a teshas kayach with Torah. The reason why a girl has more kayach to fast is she doesn't learn. When you learn, you lose some of your kayach. Al kapanim, so what's the Gemara's teretz is that from 12 and on, you're in lechayav. But once the mikra on the Mishnah. So it's two problems here. First of all, the Mishnah in Maseches Ovid says, ben chomesh shonim lemikra. That 5 years old is a mikra. Here it's saying 6 the mikra. It's a little bit doesn't stem. So Tosis answers. Tosis answers himself. He asks Kash. He says, "Hainu legalga v'lusvile." You start learning with him when 5. You start forcing him to learn mikra by 6. That's how Tosis learns. Rashi in Avos teaches Barshis over here in our Gemara means when it starts the 6th year after 5 years. It stems the same thing with Chomishana. That's one thing he wants to speak out. Number two, he wants to speak out is that it says over here that 12 years old start forcing him. Right, Kasha. That he told him from 6. There's this hola mikra mishta. So when would mishta be from 12? Look at the Amrli Aim. Amrli Aim says, Bar Shisla mikra, Bar Esla mishta. Says 10. So what's going on here? So Taisus asks his kasha, it's next Taisus. Taisus says that from 10 years old you start learning mishta. From 12 you start forcing him. That Echanami, the 12, 10 is when you start learning with him, and 12 you start forcing him to learn. So I think more about it. Once you mentioned Abaya's Aim, which was his. The person who brought him up because he didn't have a mother. So Amar Abaya, Amrli Aim, Hai Bar Shis, the Tarkalei Akrava. A 6-year-old got a bite by a scorpion, V'yayim Adrishnam Shis, the day he turned 6, or he's full 6 years old, Loi Chaye, he will not live. Maya Susei, what is the remedy, the refuah? How should he heal himself? Merarta, the Daya, he takes a gallbladder from a vulture, Chirusha, white one, V'shichro, beer. Nishvaya, he smears it on himself, Nishkaya, and then he drinks the rest of it, mixed with the beer, and that's how he'll get better. So, to Rashi learns he gets better from this. Taisa says, points out, Pirish Brain Tam, Taisa Umaya Suse, Shloya Shechenu, shouldn't bite him in the first place. But in near the forest, the Achas Noshko, the Omad Loichai, he doesn't live. Masba, the Ainra Fuam Eloslai. The only problem with Taisa's Shad is that he allowed to drink it, Shloya Shechenu, is a big shayla if it's mutter to take something that's not kosher. For preventative reasons, and here it's just preventative. So that's why it's a shayla. Taisa pshat a little bit of a chiddush. You let it take a vulture's gallbladder, which is not kosher, as a preventative. Hai bar shasa tarkle zibura. A 6-year-old got a bee bite, a wasp. But yoyim with the mishlam shasa. The day he turned 6, lechai he will not live. Maya suse atzvasa the dikla of a maya, a piece of dekel tree in water. Nishva, it means like the vines that grow around the dekel tree, around the palm tree. Nishvaya, you smear on yourself, Nishgaya, and you drink it.
Is this hocus
pocus?
What? Is this hocus pocus?
No, this is the Gemara all over Shas.
No,
this is, yeah, no, it's not hocus pocus, but yeah, it has to do with mazel probably. The mazel, maybe the age, maybe he's not strong enough to handle.
Then what happens when he's 4?
Right, yeah, maybe then he has, yeah.
The 6th birthday.
Like, a lot of times the Gemara says these things, and the farshas began those Gemaras, is mainly in Gittim and Shachazu, that the Shtano Ativim, anyone who tries to use these refuahs these days is not allowed to. We had him in Shabbos also. You have it in Shemayin Shrotzim, you have it in Shabbos also. But in those days, this was the Matzias. Any person who puts his kid into yeshiva less than 6 years old, rots acharav ve'ina magia. Rashi says it means rots acharav lahavroi salachiyosi. You try to heal him and make him stronger. You're not gonna. It's not possible. He's misukin. He's gonna die. It's not healthy for him to be learning so stark less than 6 years old. That's one shot. Ikadamri chaver rots acharav magiyim. Some say the opposite, that he's gonna be so good in learning, his friends will always try to catch up to him and never catch up to him. And they both are true. Chalish, he'll get weak, but v'gomer, he'll learn. He'll be very good at learning. Another territory says, no, it's not stira. If he's a strong boy, then you could bring him up, because bring him into school, because he's into yeshiva to learn, because he'll get smarter. Masha'inke, if someone's weak, you should not do that. We know nichsim alug are the nechassim she brings in. For example, she owned an apartment building before she got married. She comes into the marriage. All the rent goes to the husband. That's called the peiris. The peiris go to the husband. She went ahead and sold her building. Now, she'll let her sell a building because that karen belongs to her. The principal belongs to her. And the husband will continue eating peiris. And then she dies. Amazing. She dies. Now, when she would have died, when she owned the building, the husband got the building. So now the husband lost the building because she sold it while she was alive. So that the konazusha is a baal meitzim yad lakuches. The baal takes away from lakuches. We consider him the lekeach rishon, even if he didn't really own it. But he's considered the lekeach rishon.
And he gets to keep the proceeds from the sale too.
No. But the proceeds? Wife sold it. Yeah. But you have to give the money back. Probably You have to give the money back from the. It's like a chray. So you sell something, someone takes away the keach rishon. You have to give back money back. Whoever sold it to them has to give money back. They'll take money back from the estate. From her estate, it's a chayes. But like upon him, he gets the property back.
And if there's no money from the estate, what happens?
Well,
if there's no money in the estate,
then tough luck probably. Yeah, if there's no money, you still owe the money. There's no money in the estate. You have to wait the old money. You have money here because they have his money. It's a tough luck on the buyer. You shouldn't have bought something that a married lady. It happens to be Tosfos handles that Fear of Yechonon, he holds kina peres kina guf. That you don't need the Karan Susha. Itaka owns the Karan. Kina Beres Gigov. The whole child's fear is Shlokish. Tosfos says it's Tzadmi. If you have Yechon, also the case where someone gave her a Matana, a Manasseh in Labayla or Shuspa, in Tosfos, that discusses the systems of Rabbi Yechon or Shlokish, Gabi Kina Beres, Kina Gov Dami. So Ashkeche, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef Ravo, Davakoye Ba'uchasa the Usha, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef found Ravo that he was in a gathering of people in Usha. Only man mara the Shmaitza the Usha, who said over this Shmaitza that we just said over but Usha. I'm later Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina. Rabbi Yosi said over this Takanas Usha. Time ne abam zimnim. He learned of him 40 times. But domile command the manchale bekisise. And now he remembered it good. He learned it 40 times. Yosi Rav Chanina is one who said over this Takanas Usha. The baal moitz v'yalakuchas because he's considered the keach rishon. And now he remembered who it was. Zog demar avaita. Once we'll talk a little few psukim about tzedakah. The pasuk says, "Ashrei shremiyah mishpat ois tzedakah b'chaleis." Praiseworthy is a person who does tzedakah every minute. Now, how's it possible to tzedakah every minute? He's sleeping, davening, learning, working. Chiyash la tzedakah b'chaleis. Darshar Rav says, "V'yavnav amlo arvelaza eliyazah zon bonav u'mnayis v'yiktanim." This is someone who gives panos to his children when they're ktanim, like we learned in the past few letter, that you're not mechuyev to give mezaris to your children. But here, if someone does that, that's called tzedakah mechal eis. That's someone who brings up, who's Megadel, who raises a Yosef Yosef in his house. So there also, it's a tzedakah, it's a full-time tzedakah. So you bring them up. When we see them, you marry them off. Not a pasuk. That means someone who gives tzedakah and he still has the same amount of wealth in his house. What is that talking about? Someone who learns Torah and teaches it, he doesn't lose his own Torah. He still has his Torah. And he's teaching it, so he gets both milas. He has Hoyim Oisha Beisai, and Sikos Emes Lad. And the other pshat is that someone who writes Torah via Meksuvim, he writes Svarim, and he's Mashil Lacherim. In our days, it would be like someone who donates Svarim to a shul, and he holds on to it. So it belongs to him. It's Hoyim Vayim Oisher Beisai, and everyone else is using it. Everyone else is who borrowed is using it. He gets all this chosim. The pasuk says further, Rei Vanim Levanechal Shalom Yisrael. If you have children, to your children, then Shalom al Yisrael. What's Pshat? I'm Rishon Levi. Kivin Shabbat Manacha. Once your children have children, Shalom Yisrael. The rest of the Chitz V'Yivim. They won't come to an opportunity of Chalitza V'Yivim, which always makes strife. The Marashah talks about it. First of all, Chalitza is a little bit embarrassing, and Yivim sometimes it also can be there's another wife, there's a tzara. It could just make arguments. So therefore, if your children have children, you know, it will never have to come to a chalitza. Like Rabbi Masha says, the chalitza he ain't ketatam riva. Shehi mevayshoy, he embarrasses him. The yarko in front of him, spits in front of him. Al shein echavetz biyivim, poamu behepech. Shehi in echavetz biyivim. V'umayavma v'akarcha v'kamash. That's Shalom Yisrael. Another pshat Shalom Yisrael is Rishon Achmeinu Amakivin Shabbanu Vanecha. If your children have children, Shalom Adayni Yisrael Leos in Suye. There won't be a fight about the nachla of your children because they have children. So Rashi says, "Mikar v'kayim nachla." Masha asked on that we know exactly to say the hamnachlas is a pasuk in the Torah. What's exactly the big fight? Ayin Chum in the Masha who talks about that.